When y'all say best rapper ever, y'all forget about Ice Cube. And niggas with attitudes, he was that dude. When it came to Eazy-E, Cube wrote all his rhymes. And No Vaseline is the best diss record of all time. And when it comes to white rappers, you gotta start with M.
You mean Mac Miller, Macklemore, MGK?
No, but never mind his skin color. He keep it controversial every time. And he rhyme words together better than every rapper who ever rhymed.
But when it comes to Jay-Z, he got the most clever lines. And he made a half a billion talking about his heavy grind. Like you ain't starred out from the trunk to reach the roof just to put the roof in your trunk. Nigga, please.
Yeah, that was dope as fuck, but let me just make one point. Eminem said he stopped in the limo, hopped in the window, and he's shopping his demo at gunpoint. Oh yeah, and he said he's zoning off for one joint. And Cube said he got a murder rap that'll keep y'all dancing with a crime record like Charles Manson.
But Scarface is the best storyteller to ever tell a story. With the Ghetto Boys, my mind's playing tricks on me.
Nah, hold on. Before y'all get to naming hella names, let's not forget the King of Queens, not speaking Kevin James. We talking best, we gotta put Nas here. Nas here was beefing with Jake, Big,
and even Pac,
yeah. I swear that nigga told the coldest story.
But keep it real, his flow is boring.
Hell nah, songs like Watch Them Niggas, it's like he wrote it for me. Alright, I keep it G, he never had the greatest hooks. Whether you did or didn't like the picture he paint, he made you look. But that nigga Weezy F, that nigga be in beast mode. Got the game stuck in the safe, the combination is a G-code. Said he the greatest rapper and gave truly no fucks. After the first quarter drop, Weezy was moving on up.
And I think it's needless to say that Machiavelli's rap was heavy. Passion, very deep and assassin, deadly. That nigga dropped shit like Brenda had a baby. Nigga had love from the gangsters, then he had love from the ladies. Speaking of ladies, Rage was the hardest female artist. Spit like she was starving, flow delivery bars in awe. She said I spit killable syllables, leave them pitiful. The cynical Rage, unfuckwittable.
But Corrupt did a lot to dispel the stereotype that all West Coast niggas ain't lyrically tight.
And don't forget Twista, he influenced many of us with classic albums like Adrenaline Rush. Dope quotes like careful when you selling your blow, because those hoes got the po-po's posing as hobos.
But shit, is Rakim the most legendary?
Hey yo, he might be, but don't forget DOC, KRS, Ice-T.
But if we talking bars and ain't talking sales, then who's the best, Big, Pun, Smalls, or L?
Yo, shit, you mentioned Big, Daddy Kane at bars as well.
And don't forget LL was hard as hell.
Todd Smith had an 80s buzz. Cool J didn't only make songs that the ladies love.
But nigga, wait, Slaughterhouse never get they just do. Them four niggas blaze a track like Just Do.
They out-rap the whole industry like us do. These rappers common as a cold, us flu. And who invented us? That crooked gun clapper. He's every artist Suge ever signed in one rapper.
Yeah, crooked and Tiago flow vivid as hell. Your body lean when a shotty ring like freedom and crack you like the Liberty Bell. Shit, if we ain't mentioning sales, crooked is the dopest ever. And the horseshoe inventor as well.
I'm a crooked-eyed robot.